minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait, the king. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hard as a flat-top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat-top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. Just just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sacks, Loki's still a dinner. And I still shake a boat squat. Ram for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broke is gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict watch the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into North Little Rock, Arkansas. It's game two of this six-game set and the second of three here at Dickey Stevens Park. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. The Riders coming off of a 2-0 win last night in which we didn't see the first run scored until the top of the 10th inning. It was Josh Hatcher who played hero in that one and later came around to score on a sacrifice fly by Cooper Johnson. The Riders tonight looking to even the season series against these Travelers. They're sitting at 3-4 against Arkansas in the air after losing four out of six games here earlier in the year. So they go to try to make it 2-0 in this series, and they'll have to do so with a lefty on the hill against them in Danny Werchesky, a 4-3 record with a 3.05 ERA. Werchesky, 20 earned runs in 59 innings of work, attacks with a fastball, changeup, slider, and curveball mix. He's a 27-year-old from New York that played his college baseball at Pace University, was drafted in 2019 by the Brewers. A really interesting story, and we'll talk about that as the broadcast goes on. But despite being drafted in 2019, this marks his first season in affiliated baseball in 2024, starting off with the Arkansas Travelers, the Mariners affiliate. So we'll cover that as the time goes on. But it's Danny Werchesky, a left-handed hurler, against the Riders offense tonight. Back-to-back nights, the Riders will face a lefty starter. On the hill for Frisco is the right-hander Ryan Garcia, who's 5-4 with a 4.37 ERA, making his 13th start of the year here tonight. He's given up 29 earned runs in 59 and two-thirds innings of work, with 55 strikeouts and 33 walks. And that walk number is the one that kind of jumps out at you when Ryan Garcia is able to minimize the walk numbers. His 33 walks lead the starting rotation for the Riders. He's been really, really good. A 26-year-old from Arcadia, California, a draft pick out of UCLA back in 2019. This year he's enjoying a .228 average against, which is 35 points below the mark last year for him, and he's coming off back-to-back starts in which he's gone at least six innings. And that's the first time in his professional career that he's been able to do so. So Ryan Garcia, riding a hot streak, will take the ball for the Riders against the lefty and Danny Werchesky. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show, and we come back. You'll get part two of Zach Bigley's two-part interview with none other than the starter tonight, Ryan Garcia.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
I'm joined by Ryan Garcia. Now, the other kind of smaller things that go into the game, holding on base runners and defense as well, it seems like that's been a huge emphasis this year. How much has that been a focus for you this year?
Yeah, we Goble made it a point at the beginning of season to prevent runs, is limit stolen bases, limit free bases. And so that's been a main priority all season, and especially in the first half. And I think we had the lowest amount of stolen bases given up in the first half, compared to three times as many as the last place team. So we did a really good job of that in the first half, and we hope to continue to do that.
This has been such a good pitching staff, both out of the bullpen and in the starting staff. What's it been like for you to watch Emiliano Teodo throw?
Yeah, I mean, super fun to watch. Seems nearly unhittable. You see him on the mound, it's just like every game is pretty much the same. It, almost double-digit strikeouts consistently, and he's a fun, special talent.
How much is there a competitiveness in this pitching staff in trying to do better than the guy before?
Yeah, so there's that competitiveness, like you said, to almost seem like you want to outpitch the guy before, but there's no animosity towards each other. There's everyone's rooting for each other. And so one guy goes out, everyone's behind him. the next guy goes up, same amount of guys are behind him. And so that's just been really special to watch too, and something special that we have with this team.
Joined by Ryan Garcia. Now, you mentioned the first half and the incredible first half it was for the Rough Riders. With you being here last year and the struggles that the team had on the win-loss department and then winning the first half, what did that mean to you and what was that celebration like?
Yeah, it means a lot, especially being here all last year, going through all the ups and downs. But you take it as learning lessons. And if you fail yourself and you fail your team, you fail your coaches if you don't learn from your mistakes. And it goes to show that how competitive we are, that we end how diligent we are in our work, that we learn from our mistakes and we prove it by, you know, playing well and playing hard and winning first halves like that.
When you look at where you are right now with your second year here in Frisco, how do you not put pressure on yourself to look ahead at what possibly could be?
Yeah, I think it's just so easy. I think for me to, when you ask that question, I'm not looking ahead and not looking, I try and be present, you know, with my history of having all the injuries. I was just constantly in rehab for a certain amount of time. You try not to take things for granted. And even at the worst of times, you know, if you give up 5 or 6 runs, it's like there's always something that could be worse. It could always be worse in that situation. You could be in rehab and not pitching. So you take that loss or whatever it is, that the worst case scenario, and then you flip it and be like, okay, I still got a next start. I still got next week. And you still have the days in between to work on your craft.
Driven by Ryan Garcia, we'll get you out on this. You mentioned the injuries and the struggles last year. How do you think those two things shaped you to the pitcher you are now?
Yeah, 100% they've shaped me. I wouldn't say I took things for granted prior to the injuries, but it definitely it opens your eyes to, you know, how much harder you could have worked maybe off the field, or like the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And so you're constantly reminded of that day-to-day. And you try and do as much as you can to do, you know, stay healthy and help the team.
All right, Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders pitcher. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back at Dickie Stevens Ballpark, alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. Now let's go ahead and get you set for first pitch, just about 5 minutes away. First, the lineup for the Rough Riders, the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. The leadoff hitter will be the left fielder, Kellen Strom, followed by the designated hitter, Liam Hicks. After a night off yesterday, Cody Freeman plays second base again tonight, and he'll bat third. Batting fourth is the hero last night, the first baseman, Josh Hatcher. Kaber Rodriguez handles the hot corner, he'll bat fifth, followed by the right fielder, Aaron Zavala, batting sixth after a night off. Maximo Acosta back there at shortstop, he bats seventh. Batting eighth is the catcher, Cooper Johnson, for the second consecutive day. And Daniel Mateo rounds things out for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders. He'll roam center field. So again, for the Riders, it is Strom, Hicks, Freeman, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Zavala, Acosta, Johnson, and Mateo. On the other side, for the home team, Arkansas Travelers, sitting at 4-3 here in this second half, and 40-35 overall on the year, managed by Mr. Cologne down there. Ben Williamson will lead things off. He's the second baseman. Victor Labrada, the designated hitter, bats second. The catcher, Harry Ford, came in last night as a pinch runner and logged an at-bat. It ended up being the final out. He's in the starting lineup today, batting third. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Hogan Windisch, followed by the third baseman, Brock Rodden. Batting sixth is Alberto Rodriguez. He'll play right field. The left fielder, Caden Polkovich, bats seventh, followed by Morgan McCullough making his series debut. He'll play shortstop, and rounding things out is the center fielder, Blake Rambusch. Again for the Travelers, it is Williamson, Labrada, Ford, Windisch, Rodden, Rodriguez, Polkovich, McCullough, and Rambusch. Should be a fun one, as both a left-hander and Danny Werchanski, who's pitched really, really well this year, and Ryan Garcia for the Rough Riders get the ball. They go head-to-head, and it doesn't get any more of a pitcher's duel than it was last night. Both pitchers just absolutely shoved through the first five innings. Josh Steven on the hill for the Riders was really, really solid, pitching out of a couple of jams, some leadoff hitters getting on, and then able to sit things down pretty quickly. Brandon Garcia issued a walk in the first batter he faced at the AA level, but then went 1-2-3 in that first inning. The only other base runners he allowed were via a walk. It was Kellen Strom with a first inning walk, and then again Kellen Strom with a third inning walk. He finished five innings of no-hit baseball with two walks and eight punch-outs. And the offense didn't get to going until the top of the 10th inning, when Josh Hatcher, on the first pitch of extra innings, deposited a double into left center field. That brought the run home to score, and Caber Rodriguez. And then Cooper Johnson, a couple batters later, delivered a sacrifice fly. That's where we ended up. That's all the offense in the series to this point. We might be in for something similar tonight. Ryan Garcia has been going deeper in ball games, back-to-back six-inning starts. And he last pitched against Arkansas back on April 16th. He did take the loss, but went five innings, allowing four hits, three earned runs, four walks, and two strikeouts. And that two strikeouts number is a season low for him. But Garcia's five wins on the year are a career high in any season for him at the professional level. And he's on pace to break 100 innings for the first time in his professional career. Ryan Garcia gets the ball alongside Danny Werchanski, and the Rough Riders offense hasn't seen all that many lefties, but they're seeing him on back-to-back days. And you look at who's done well against left-handed pitching. Jesel Cepeda's been the best in terms of average, but he's currently on the Riders' development list. Josh Hatcher has been really good as well against left-handed hurlers, hitting just a couple ticks below 300. 286, him and Kellen Strom tied at that mark, and Strom's got him beat with a team-best 25 hits against left-handed hurlers. A lot of fun coming up. Game two of this six-game series, the second of three here in Arkansas before the Riders return home on July 4th. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, Zach Bigley will take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7:05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off home. homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Go!
Have come storming back. It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful night for baseball in North Little Rock, Arkansas, it's the Rough Riders and the Travelers set for game two of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Dickey Stevens Park on the bank of the Arkansas River. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. It's Kellen Strom to lead things off for the Rough Riders against Danny Werchanski, the left-hander for the Little Rock uniform-clad Arkansas Travelers. It's the red tops with white pants. It's a gray 4th of July-themed ball cap. Rough Riders in their road gray tops and bottoms and red caps today. Left-hander ready, right-hander on the mound, and the pitch. It's on the upper edge outside corner for a called strike, and we are officially underway at 6:37 in the p.m., just 2 minutes tardy. It's 0-1. Werchanski looking over a black glove. He rocks back and offers home. On the outside corner, called strike two, 0-2. Rough Riders looking to win their third consecutive ballgame and build off of what was a good win last night in the opener of this series, a 10-inning win, taking it 2-0 over the Travelers, pitching their seventh shutout of the season. That's tied for second in the Texas League. Werchanski winds in the 0-2. And Strom takes away with a changeup. It's 1-2. The Riders scoring 2 runs in the top of the 10th inning on Josh Hatcher, on a Josh Hatcher RBI double and a Cooper Johnson sack fly. The wind back in the 1-2. A foul off the end of the bat, back behind home, just reaching across the plate and ticking it foul. And it's 1-2 on the left fielder still. Riders winning the first game in this series and now trying to take game two. Werchanski hoping to stop that. A left-hander on the hill making his second start against the Rough Riders. He winds and fires. Breaking ball down and in, that's the curve, and it's 2-2. Werchanski against the Riders allowed 2 runs on 4 hits over his 4 innings on April 19th earlier this year. He struck out 4 and walked 2. Here's the windback and the left-hander's pitch. Down and in with a changeup. We're full at 3-2, and this will be the 7th pitch of the at-bat to Kellen Strom. And Strom went 2-for-4 in that game back on April 19th. Werchanski from the third base side of the rubber, the 3-2. Inside corner, strike 3 called. Strom down looking, 1 away, and that brings Liam Hicks to the plate. Hicks got the day off yesterday, making his first appearance in the month of July after leading the entire Texas League in batting average in the month of June. He hit .333, also led the league in OPS at .960. The pitch home. Upper edge inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Liam Hicks has been really good this season behind the plate and also has poured in a wonderful offensive performance as the offering is at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. And looking to continue that. He's really good in the first inning this season, batting .382, which is the second highest batting average in the first inning in the league. 0-2 pitch. He swings and misses on 3 pitches he strikes out. And it's back-to-back K's for Werchanski. That's a rare strikeout for Hicks, who's the third hardest player to strike out in the Texas League this year. And Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate. Back-to-back K's to start Werchanski's day on the mound. Freeman 0-for-4 in the opener yesterday, hitting .272 with 9 homers and 35 runs batted in.
Orchanski looks over the top of his glove. He winds and fires. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow left center field. Rambusch coming in, and he can't get there. It drops in for a base hit. Cody Freeman may have broken his bat, but he picks up a base hit with two down. Just lofting it into shallow left center field. It parachuted in for a single, and now Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. And a scoreless top of the first inning. Defense behind Werchanski. It's Kaden Polkovich in left. Blake Rambusch in center. Alberto Rodriguez in right. Rock Rod in at third. Morgan McCullough the shortstop. Ben Williamson plays second. Hogan Windisch holds on Freeman at first, and Harry Ford catches. First pitch home to Hatcher. He takes low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Werchanski, the 27-year-old, 6'1", 200 pounds, a Valhalla, New York native, went to Pace University, a D2 program. He sets and brings in the 1-0. Swinging a hard grounder up the first baseline off Windisch's glove. The second baseman, Williamson's got it, and he throws out Hatcher at first. So it went off Windisch's glove. He slowed it down, allowing Williamson, the second baseman, to get to it. And it's a 3-4-3 ground out to end the top of the first inning. The Rough Riders, no runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go bottom one, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. The Rough Riders nothing, and the Travelers coming to the plate against Ryan Garcia. A right-hander deals home to Ben Williamson. And he fits at the top of the zone with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. And Williamson 1-for-4 with a double in the opener yesterday. And he reaches down and pulls some dirt caking on his cleats off the spikes. Stands back in. Garcia 5-4 this year with a 4.37 ERA, but he's pitched much better than that might indicate. 0-1. Fouled back, and he's quickly ahead 0-2. Another fastball from him. Garcia making his fourth start of his career against these Arkansas Travelers. A 3-2-1 ERA and an 0-1 record in those prior three games. The Riders have lost all three games that he started. He looks in with his shoulders square to the plate, winds in the 0-2. A ground ball, foul up the first baseline. It's still no balls and two strikes. Garcia has thrown really well over his last nine ball games. A 3-2-3 earned run average during that stretch, holding opponents to a 2.12 batting average against. He's really come along nicely. It was our pregame interview guest the last couple days, the pitch. There's a fly ball softly hit into center field. Mateo charging on, and it lands right in front of him. It's a base hit. A soft single for Williamson on an 0-2 pitch. Victor Labrada now. Labrada playing in his seventh game with the Travelers. They're coming up from High A Everett. So far, he's 5-for-21 with an above-average 766 OPS, and he turns on the first pitch and lashes it foul down the right field line. It's 0-1 on the designated hitter, Labrada. Nothing our score here in the bottom of the first inning. And a ball got loose down the left side, so Kellen Strom has to go grab it in the left field corner. That's a perfect segue into today's defense for the Rough Riders. It's Strom playing Good Samaritan out in left field. Then Mateo in center, Aaron Zavala in right after his day off yesterday. Here's the stretch from Garcia in the 0-1. A changeup below the zone, it's 1-1. Caber Rodriguez mans the hot corner. Max Acosta and Cody Freeman up the middle at short and second, respectively. Josh Hatcher holds on Williamson at first, and Cooper Johnson puts down the signs for Garcia, the pitch. Changeup down, 2-1. A lot of you might be thinking, why is Cooper Johnson in there back-to-back days? Well, it's a left-hander on the mound, and he's been really good against left-handers this year. So he gets the start in back-to-back days. Throw goes over to first base, not in time. He's catching Garcia for just the fifth time this year in his 13 starts. Riders have a 3-1 record when these two pair up as the battery. Here's the stretch, and Garcia lifts the leg, deals. Top of the zone with a breaking ball for a strike. It's 2-2. On the season, Garcia hasn't been much of a strikeout pitcher. He's been a fly ball pitcher more than anything else, and that plays perfectly against this lineup and in this ballpark. 2-2, swing and a miss, got him. Fastball up and away, and Ryan Garcia has his first strikeout. One away for Harry Ford, the catcher. It was announced earlier today that Harry Ford and Cole Young will be the participants in the Seattle Mariners organization in the Futures game in Arlington coming up next Saturday. Well, congratulations to Harry Ford back in there for the second straight year. Here's the stretch from Garcia. And the pitch. It's fouled off Johnson, and it's 0-1. I have a couple participants from the Rough Riders and three from the Rangers organization. Sebastian Walcott, who's currently in High A Hickory, will represent the Rangers org on the hitting side, while Winston Santos and Emiliano Teono will make the trip down to Arlington for the Futures game from the Rough Riders rotation. 0-1. That misses up high, and it's 1-1, 1-1, so congratulations to those two. Well deserved based on how they've thrown this year. Ford, an open stance from the right side. Here's the stretch from Garcia with one out and a scoreless first in the pitch. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. That was announced earlier today. If you want to see the full American League roster, you can check out our website, ridersbaseball.com. Rough Riders defense up the middle at double play depth. Garcia's 1-2, swinging a line drive over short. It's into shallow left. It's a base hit for Harry Ford. Williamson up to second base. Runners at first and second now on two softly hit singles in this first inning. And Hogan Windisch takes his turn.
And Zach, to your point, if there's been a theme over the last month or so for Ryan Garcia, it's been getting pretty unlucky. Seeing a lot of balls, some broken bats, some just bloopers that find the green grass out there in the outfield. But he's been able to stick to his guns, come back and attack the next hitter. It's worked out a lot for him. We'll see if he can get out of this jam here.
Hogan Windisch has been decidedly better on the road than at home as the pitch is high and away. Back pick down to first, not in time. 1-0. Windisch, the first baseman, has an over 350 point difference in his OPS on the road versus at home. And all seven of his home runs, including a four-homer game last Tuesday, have been on the road. The pitch. He fouls it back, and it's now 1-1. So you're not facing the Hogan Windisch with a whole lot of power as much as you would be playing at another ballpark. This ballpark has only seen 35 home runs all season in 39 games combined between the two teams that have played here. Arkansas has only hit 20 home runs in the 39 games here at this park. 1-1. Fouled back, and it's 1-2. Ryan Garcia is second in the league in fly ball percentage. certainly going to love that. The gaps will play very, very large. Nothing, nothing, our score. We play in the bottom of the first. Runners at first and second and just one out. One ball and two strikes on Windisch. Garcia would love a ground ball here. He fires. Fouled back. Two balls and two strikes. It's a five-pitch repertoire for Garcia. Fastball, cutter, slider, sweeper, and changeup for him. The changeup has been his best pitch as of late. Let's see if he goes to it here on a two-ball, two-strike count. Likes it down and into righties. He deals home, and that one's low with the slider. Full at three balls and two strikes. Getting ready to offer his 19th pitch of this first inning. He readies from the stretch and looks back towards second. Three balls and two strikes. Williamson and Ford are both threats to run. We saw a double steal attempt yesterday from Arkansas that was thwarted by Johnson. Offering in, swing and a miss, got him. Breaking ball down and in, and Ryan Garcia has two strikeouts for both outs in this first inning. So Brock Rodden now. Nothing, nothing, our score, bottom of the first inning on this July the 2nd, game two of this series. Left-handed batter, Rodden, listed at 5'7", though he looks even smaller than that in the pitch. That's up and in, one ball and no strikes. Rodden went 0 for 4 yesterday, playing second base. He's now at third base defensively today. Had phenomenal power at Wichita State. Stretch in the offering. Fades away with a changeup, and it's 2-0. Hits 17 home runs in both of his seasons there. 34 combined over the two seasons. Open stance. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball burned by him, and it's 2-1. Ryan Garcia, after our interview yesterday, said he wanted to work on his velocity today. So that fastball looking pretty firm early on. We don't have a radar gun here in Arkansas. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1, swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's now 2-2. And he's getting some swings and misses here in this first inning. Something that you can't always say early on for him. It's now four swings and misses for Garcia in this first inning. Runners at first and second, two outs. Two balls, two strikes on Rodden. And Garcia deals home. Down and in with a changeup, 3-2. Pitch number 25 coming here to Rodden of this first inning. Outfield shaded to pole, infield to pole as well. And the right-hander kicks home. Runners go, fouled back. Still three balls and two strikes. I'm not sure Williamson knew there were two outs and a full count. He didn't run on that pitch at second base. He surely will here. Christian Colon, the manager and third base coach, in his first year here in Arkansas, takes off his helmet, wipes some sweat off his brow on this warm 93-degree day with a heat index of 102. The pitch home. Runners go. There's a line drive into center field. Ryan Mateo, he's there. He jumps up and makes the catch above his ball cap. Side retired. So a lengthy but ultimately not harmless inning for Ryan Garcia in the bottom of the first. We're scoreless to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're at the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders and the Travelers scoreless. Stop us if you've heard that before. The Riders and Travelers went scoreless into the 10th inning in yesterday's game before the Riders won 2-0. Frisco got a base hit from Cody Freeman in the first, but could not push him across, while the Travelers stranded a couple on the base pass in their bottom of the first inning. It's Caber Rodriguez, Aaron Zavala, and Max Acosta due up for the Rough Riders 5, 6, and 7 in their second against Danny Werchanski. Werchanski threw seven pitches to the first batter, Kellen Strom, but ended up only throwing 13 pitches in the inning. Rodriguez went 0 for 4 yesterday, adjusts his bright yellow batting glove, standing in on the back of the right-handed batter's box, draws a line from the outside corner of the plate to the back of that box where he sticks his right foot, and now Werchanski's ready to go, peering over the top of a black glove. From the third base side of the rubber, he kicks home. That's just inside, one ball and no strikes. We mentioned Danny Werchanski, a Valhalla, New York native, was drafted originally back in 2019 out of Pace University, the 1-0. Fouled back, and it's one ball and one strike. At Pace, he was phenomenal and definitely worth drafting. His first year, he had a 3.31 ERA at the D2 program, but his second year, a 0.71 ERA and just six starts, showed a lot of promise, but had his season cut short. He rocks back here in the 1-1. There's a pop-up out into shallow right center field. Williamson going back, the second baseman called off by the right fielder Rodriguez, and he's there to put it away. One away on the fly out to right field for Rodriguez. Nothing-nothing our score. Here's Aaron Zavala in the top of the second. Well, he came back in 2019, had a 1.38 ERA in 12 games, 11 starts. Over 100 strikeouts and under 80 innings thrown, and he looked dominant. Brewers liked what they saw and drafted him. Left on left, first pitch. Zavala backs away on a high inside fastball, screaming by his chin, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, he was drafted in that 25th round, but didn't pass a physical for the Brewers, the pitch. Swinging a broken Matt Flair into shallow right field. Williamson going back. It's just over his head, and it lands into the grass. Aaron Zavala floats a base hit into right. Rough Riders have their second hit today, and in all four hits today, two by each team, have been softly floated into the outfield. They count all the same. So here's Max Acosta now. He went 2 for 4 yesterday, the only multi-hit performance for the Rough Riders. Werchanski, after failing the physical, tried to sign with the Rangers organization. He failed a physical there as well. And he steps off. So he decided to get Tommy John surgery and missed almost 2 years of baseball before going to play independent baseball. He readies from the stretch. Kicks in. There's a fly ball hammered to deep right center field. Rambush going back and the wind knocks it down. He's under it to make the catch in the alley. It looked like Acosta pounded that baseball, but it was just hanging up in the air, and the wind blowing in from left center field just pushed that ball back towards Rambo. Fly out to center, two outs with a runner at first base for Cooper Johnson. Nothing-nothing our score, top of the second. Werchanski then tried again with the Diamondbacks organization, but failed a physical again and decided to go back to MD ball. He's playing winter ball in Puerto Rico as well. The pitch is at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Johnson. and then finally got an opportunity to sign with the Mariners. They took a chance on him coming into this year, and he's been good with a 3.05 ERA this season. His first year in pro ball this year, the pitch. That one's lifted down the left field line and foul. Just got out in front of it. It's 0-2. It's a good matchup for Cooper Johnson. Four of his six home runs have been against left-handed pitching this year. He's behind in the count, 0-2, with two outs and a runner at first. Neither team has found the run column yet. Left-hander readies from the belt. And he pitches. Down to the dirt, skips away from Ford to his left near the on-deck circle. And Zavala moves up 90 feet up to second base. A wild pitch for Werchanski. One ball and two strikes on Johnson. Ford collecting himself. Two-piece mask. He flipped the mask off as he went to go retrieve that ball. Puts it back on top of his helmet. Squats down. Divvies out the sign. The pitch home. Johnson rips it foul down the left side. Oh, goodness, and it hit a fan right in the chest. Oh, hopefully they are okay. Oh, man. An elderly fan about 10 rows up in the upper portion of the lower bowl was hit right in the chest. He just wasn't looking, and it looks like he is all right. He's standing up. That was scary. One ball and two strikes on Johnson. He's flooded immediately by some passers-by and usher. Everyone just making sure that he's all right. And they're laughing about it. That's good. One ball and two strikes still on Johnson with a runner in scoring position for the first time today for the Rough Riders in the second. Werchanski from the stretch. He lifts the leg, fires. Johnson fouls it straight back, and it's 1-2. The Rough Rider is trying to score early on, something they've struggled with recently. They have just six runs during the first three innings of a ball game in their last 13 games. They went scoreless until the 10th inning yesterday. 1-2. Breaking ball, low of the zone with the curve. 2-2 on Johnson. Very reminiscent of his at-bat that he had in the 10th inning last night before delivering a sac fly to center to give the Riders a 2-0 lead. The pitch. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat. Shallow center field. That one's down for a base hit. Zavala wheels around third. The throw is not in time. Johnson up to second base. He's in there ahead of the throw. And the Riders lead 1-0. RBI single for Cooper Johnson. And the Rough Riders are out in front. On the seventh pitch of the at-bat, just like last night, a soft single into center, and it provides the Rough Riders' first run of the game. Daniel Mateo now in the ninth spot. Here's the stretch by the left-hander and the pitch home. At the inside part of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Mateo went 0-4. He's struggling at the plate recently, just one for his last 20. That one hit was a two-run double, though. With two outs, Johnson will probably be able to score on a base hit. The offering, swing and a miss. Good changeup away, and it's 0-2. Kellen Strom representing the top of the card on deck for the Riders. Werchanski from the stretch. He lifts the leg, comes home, swing and a miss. Changeup away for strike three. Mateo down on three pitches. Side retired, but the Riders get a run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. They lead it 1-0 into the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
In the home half of the second inning, the Rough Riders lead 1-0.
Alberto Rodriguez leads it off. He's 0 for 4 today. Or 0 for 4 in the series, I should say. And the first pitch from Garcia is up and away, 1-0. 26 pitches in that first inning for Ryan Garcia, but he got out of it. Inducing a line out to center by Brock Rodden. The pitch. Up and outside, it's 2-0 on Rodriguez. Looking for a much more clean inning here in the second. Cooper Johnson with an RBI single. Giving the Riders the lead, the pitch is a swing and a miss and an up and away fastball, and it's 2-1. Rodriguez steps out. One of the things that really stood out about our chat yesterday, as Garcia was our pregame interview, he winds in the 2-1. Fouled away back behind home, and it's 2-2. In talking about the most important things that he's changed from last year to this year, last year was such a tough season for him with over 6.5 ERA. He winds back in the 2-2. Changeup low and outside, 3-2. He talked about the importance of getting a good feel for his pitches. And so he said he worked on trying to figure out the best way to do that, and the pitch is set in the air out to shallow left field. And it comes back onto the infield where Cabo Rodriguez is there at third, and he squeezes for the first down. Ken Polkovich bats now, left-handed hitter. 1-0, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom of the second. So he worked with Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble to try and develop the best way to make sure he has good feel for those pitches, and what they decided was the best thing was to make sure that Garcia got up on the mound and actually threw those pitches every day. The pitch. That's fouled away to the left side into the netting, and it's 0-1. And he said even if it's just 10 pitches or 15 pitches off the mound, not just playing catch, but making sure he actually gets up on the mound and tries to execute those pitches, especially the changeup. And with that newfound feel, the changeup's been really, really good. The 0-1 slips across the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-2. You can make the argument that the changeup has been his single biggest pitch over his last 9 starts. 0-2. Down and in. That was the changeup, but he missed with it. In the dirt, it's 1-2. In those last 9 games, a 3.23 ERA, and that's since April 30th. His last start that he didn't use the changeup heavily was actually against these Arkansas Travelers, I should say the second to last start, the pitch. Fouled back off of the mask of Nate Dietrich, our home plate umpire, and it's 1-2. He allowed 3 runs on 4 hits over 5 innings here, but walked 4. In that start back on April 16th, and then allowed 6 runs on 6 hits including a home run against Amarillo on April 23rd, and then turned it all around against Corpus. The pitch. Curveball up and away. That was the slider. Two balls and two strikes. In that start against Corpus Christi on the road, 5 2/3 shutout innings, only four hits allowed. Payoff pitch. Just outside. Excuse me, that was the 2-2. It's now three balls and two strikes. He's looked so good since then. Most runs he's allowed in a start, four. And allowing more fly balls to stay in the yard has been the biggest difference from last year as well. 3-2, that's outside, ball four. He walks Polkovich. One out, free base for Polkovich, and Morgan McCullough stands in. Riders leading 1-0, bottom of the second. Last year, it was an onslaught of homers against Garcia. He allowed 20 of them in his 26 starts. This year, he's only surrendered four in 12 starts. First pitch to McCullough. It's up and away to the former Northwest Arkansas natural, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cooper Johnson springs out from behind the plate and goes out and will have a chat with Garcia. The entire infield comes in as well. 1-0 Riders, bottom of the second. Former Alabama Crimson Tide McCullough is a native of Seattle, playing for his hometown team. Was with Northwest Arkansas in each of the last two seasons, finishing his year in AAA Omaha last year, but was a free agent after that season and signed with the Mariners organization. He struggled so far this season, hitting just .215 with an under 700 OPS in 48 games. Mound visit done. Garcia has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And he issues in the 1-0. And he fits it right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 1-1. McCullough this year against right-handers has been better than he has against left-handers. 1-1. That's below the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. An OPS nearly 200 points better against righties than lefties. Garcia, righty. On the flip side, though, Garcia, because of that good changeup, has been better against lefties than he has righties. The pitch. That's up and away, and it's two balls, make it three balls and one strike. Lefties are hitting just .205 against him, righties .243. Infield the pole for the left-handed hitting at McCullough in the eighth spot today. The pitch. He swings, chops it to second. Freeman's got it onto second for one. Acosta to first. And it's in time. A double play for the Riders. No runs across on no hits. Nobody left on base either. We go to the top of the third. Riders leading 1-0. And Luke Bailey is back on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th, as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills she can't front, her parents
paid it. Danny Werchanski back out for the top of the third. Riders on top 1-0, and it's the top of the card second time through against the left-hander. Here's Kellen Strom, who struck out looking. And he watches the first pitch just off the outer edge. 4-1. Strom went 1-for-2 last night with a pair of walks. Also swiped a bag. The pitch home, and this one chopped on the ground left side right at the shortstop, McCullough, who fires across his body in time. One gone. Liam Hicks will dig in. He struck out his last time up. Hicks, he had a night off yesterday. Back in the lineup as the designated hitter here tonight. Lefty on lefty, and Werchanski's first offering just runs off the outer edge. Ward behind the plate did his best effort to try to keep that in the zone. Left-hander rocks and delivers, and this one popped up back over our heads behind the plate. Werchanski throws even at 1-1. This one chopped on the ground, left side. Werchanski thought about it. He pulled back. It's the third baseman, Rodden, who comes and fires on the run in front of Liam Hicks. A pair of ground outs on the left side. 1-1, now 1-3. And there are two away here in this top of the third inning. Cody Freeman digs in. He notched the first hit of this ball game with 2 outs in the first inning. The Riders didn't get their first hit yesterday until the sixth inning. It was a two-hit inning, but the Riders were unable to score. Left-hander kicks and delivers a breaking ball. There's that curveball called a strike. Freeman snapped a 9-game hitting streak last night, going 0-for-4 with a strikeout. The 0-1 runs well outside. Even counted a ball and a strike. Werchanski peering over his black glove with some neon green piping on it, and he kicks home. Here's a soft ground ball left side, and it'll come to a rest. Foul just shy of the third base coach's box. Carlos Cardoza comes down from third. Get rid of that baseball, and Cody Freeman has to shorten up. A ball and two strikes. Left-hander ready to go. The pitch home is smacked high and deep into right field, but twisting foul and into the seats. Rodriguez ranged over towards the line, but ran out of room. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. Freeman asks for time. Werchanski on the hill is on the rubber and ready to go. Freeman now 1 foot in the box. He digs in, and Nate Diedrich behind the plate says, let's play some ball. The 1-2 runs up and away to Freeman. And he pulls even at 2-2. Danny Werchanski, Zach mentioned earlier, played his college baseball at Pace University. Had a really outstanding senior season. The 2-2. Freeman waves and misses at a pitch in the dirt. Four there to block it and applies the tag. It's a quick 1-2-3, top of the third for Werchanski. The Riders go down in order, and he caps it off with a strikeout, his fourth of the outing. We head to the last of the third inning. Riders on top 1-0 from Dickie Stevens Park on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third, Riders on top, 1-0. Ryan Garcia back on the mound. He has the 9-1-2 batters coming up. It's Blake Rambusch in the first pitch on its way. Called a strike on the inner edge to the right-handed hitter. Rambusch making his series debut. Joined the Travelers earlier in the month, and he chops one towards the second baseman Freeman, who catches it head high and fires on to first, one away. Pair of pitches to get a ground ball out for Ryan Garcia. And the top of the card for the second time through steps in. Ben Williamson led off the bottom of the first with a single against Garcia. He digs back in, watches a called strike against the right-hander. Garcia rocks and fires, swing and a miss, a good-looking changeup. And it's quickly 0-2. Garcia picked up a pair of strikeouts in that first inning. Got a 1-2-3 second that featured a walk, but a 4-6-3 double play ended the threat. Here's another ground ball. Here comes a charging Acosta at short, and he fires on to first, and there are two gone. Garcia, back-to-back ground ball outs. Three in a row, including the 4-6-3 double play that ended the second inning. Ryan Garcia on the year. He leads the Rough Riders starters in fly ball outs. Here's a fly ball left side and twists fairly foul. But 45.4% fly ball percentage coming into tonight for Garcia. Leads the Rough Riders starters, and he rocks with the 0-1. Just missed outside. Time with a fastball. Even at a ball and a strike. On the left-handed hitting Labrada. The problem for Garcia last year was the home run ball. Allowed 20 homers. As he rocks and fires. Swing and a miss by Labrada. And it's 1-2. But this year, only 5.4% of the fly balls given up by Ryan Garcia have gone for home runs, which is second of the starters behind only Emiliano Teodo. Offering home, misses up and away. Two balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitting Labrada. Leans back in the box. Now leans back forward. He's ready to go. The pitch taken. Called strike three.
A 1-2-3 frame, and Garcia picks up strikeout number 3 to cap off the bottom of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the fourth. The Riders on top of the Travelers. 1-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Josh Hatcher leads off the top of the fourth inning. Riders in front 1-0 against the left-hander Danny Werchanski. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Werchanski took the battle last time on a hard ground ball to first base off of Hatcher's bat. A pitch home. There's the breaking ball called a strike. Good-looking slider, and Hatcher took for strike one. That last at-bat for Hatcher, a 3-4-3 ground out. The pitch home. Wave and a miss on that slider. Pitch down and away. Hatcher hit it right at the first baseman Windisch, but it carried off his glove, and the second baseman Williamson was there to clean it up. Pitch home. Went back to the slider, and Hatcher not fooled as it misses outside. All in two strikes. Josh Hatcher entering today has been the Riders' most consistent hitter against left-handed pitching. Even as a lefty hitting 286. Takes on the outer edge, called strike three with a fastball, and Kerry Ford, the catcher, had already started to throw down to third before Nate Diedrich said it was strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts going back to the third inning for Werchanski. His fifth of the day. McCabe Rodriguez digs in. Bats from the right side. Flew out to right his last time up. Left-hander rocks and delivers. This one ripped down the left field line. A fair ball. Full extension by Rodden. And the throw to first is not in time. What a play by Brock Rodden at third base. Laying out in full. Carrying over that third base line, he was able to knock it down, glove it, and Caber Rodriguez just a bit too fast. It's an infield single, but Rodden likely stole extra bases away from Caber Rodriguez. So Caber picks up his first hit of the series, now 1-for-6. And in steps Aaron Zavala, who blooped a single into right center field his last time up and came around to score the game's only run to this point. He squares to bunt, lays down a firm bunt, but well fouled down the third base line. Zavala seeing his first action in the series here tonight. And yesterday off. Hitting an even 210 after that second inning single. Pitch home, and this one hit softly up the middle. McCullough has it. He flips to second for one. He got Rodriguez, but the throw to first not in time. So Zavala hit one right up the middle. McCullough had to shift on at shortstop. He was able to glove it and flip to Williamson for one, but Zavala reaches with the fielder's choice. Rodriguez becomes out number two of the frame. And Zavala replaces him at first base for Max Acosta, who hit one hard up into the wind in right center field. And it got knocked down, and Rambusch was able to range under it to make the play. That wind blowing in from center field. Our first offering to Acosta is taken, missed downstairs. Danny Werchanski mentioned his spectacular senior season in 2019. He opened it up with a 16-strikeout perfect game in the season opener. It was a doubleheader, but they played 9 innings in that first game. Pitch home, a wave and a miss by Acosta. Ball and a strike on the right-handed hitter. That was a career high for Werchanski, 16 strikeouts. Not a surprise there, but he's the all-time leader in strikeouts, career strikeouts at Pace University with 230. This one chopped left side and foul. Dane Acker makes a bare-handed grab out of the Riders' dugout on the third base side. And Acosta will have to shorten up in a 1-2 count in favor of the left-hander. Werchanski has a strikeout in each frame to this point. He opened this inning with a strikeout. The pitch home, taken. There's the breaking ball. They missed down and in. Two balls and two strikes now. Big hole on the right side of the infield as Williamson is shadowed near the second base bag, and Hogan Windisch, the first baseman, holds on Aaron Zavala. Pitch home to Acosta and a foul tip just off of Harry Ford. Acosta stays alive. Remains two balls and two strikes. Cooper Johnson stands on deck. He has the lone RBI of this contest to this point. Zavala gets his lead at first. Werchanski in a squat getting his sign, and Acosta wants time, and he's granted it by Diedrich behind the plate. He'll dig back in. Werchanski back in that squat-like position. Now set, black glove at the belt. Takes a deep breath, and he rocks and delivers. Acosta chops it left side. Rodden's there to field it. He goes to second for the force out, and the inning is over. The Riders get no runs on one hit by Caber Rodriguez. No errors in the frame, and they leave one stranded. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Riders still on top of the Travelers, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here. When it comes to your home's plumbing, be it a leaking faucet, a running toilet, or a water heater gone cold, no job is too big or too small. Our team of punctual plumbers have the skills to get you out of a jam. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 for $50 off any plumbing repair.
Don't know the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Terms and conditions apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last last of the fourth inning. Riders on top, 1-0. Signed, Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Bailey. Here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders have yet to allow a run in this series. 10 innings of shutout baseball last night. Ryan Garcia comes on to try to keep it that way in the bottom of the fourth. Harry Ford takes a called strike, just caught the inner edge. Zach mentioned his first trip to the dish, in which Ford picked up a single. He was named earlier today to the MLB Futures game. He sends one back to the screen. That falls behind, 0-2. Marks the second consecutive Futures game for the Arkansas catcher. In last year's game, he went 0-for-1 with a strikeout against Mick Abel, a former first-round pick by the Philadelphia Phillies. That was a game that the AL lost 5-0. He takes downstairs, a ball and two strikes. That was a good first inning for Mick Abel. His only inning of work, he gave up a base hit, but did pick up a pair of strikeouts. Pitch home, swing and a miss, blew the fastball by him. And Harry Ford is the fourth to fall via the strikeout against Ryan Garcia. Hogan Windisch will get his second look at Garcia. He was the second to strike out against the Rough Riders right-hander. He became out number two of the first inning and the first offering on the way. Slider called a strike. Just caught the inner edge against the right-handed hitting first baseman tonight. Garcia rocks and delivers. Wave and a miss on a pitch away and below the zone. Windisch chased, and now Garcia in the driver's seat. 0-2. Pitch home, hit high in the air, off to the right side, and will fall foul back in the concourse. It remains no balls and two strikes. Hogan Windisch coming off being named the Texas League Player of the Week for last week. Righty awaits the pitch home, and it runs upstairs and a bit inside. Offering from Garcia runs down and away this time. Two balls and two strikes. Over his last 11 games, Windisch hitting just under .300 at .283 as he takes down and away. It's skipped in. Windisch has worked it from 0-2 to 3-2. Garcia's issued just one walk in this game. It came with one out in the second inning, but a double play kept him at the minimum. It was a foul ball right through the wickets of the third base coach and former big leaguer Christian Colon. And it remains three balls and two strikes. Garcia's had to labor a bit at times, but has been able to minimize the offense for Arkansas. The pitch home, smacked high, foul off to the right side. Windisch continues to battle. It's the Rough Riders right-hander. The next pitch will be number 8. Garcia working a little bit from the left side of the rubber. He rocks and delivers. Swing and a miss. He got him. Back-to-back strikeouts. Check that. Make it 3 in a row. Back to the third inning for Ryan Garcia. And he's got 2 away here in the bottom of the fourth for Brock Rodden hitting from the left side. Rodden, a switch hitter. With the righty and Garcia on the hill will bat in that left-hander batter's box. First offering, a foul ball off the front foot, and Rodden comes up grimacing with a bit of a limp. Nate Diedrich, the home plate umpire, gives him a second to collect himself. Rodden hit arguably the hardest hit ball against Garcia, but it was right on a line to Daniel Mateo in center field. That ended that first inning. Came with two outs and two aboard. Here's the pitch, chopped on the ground, right side. Hatcher has it, and he races to the first base bag in front of Rodden. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Garcia, featuring a pair of strikeouts, and the Travelers go quietly in the bottom of the fourth. We enter the top of the fifth inning. Riders on top of the Arkansas Travelers, 1-0. When we come back, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Riders lead it 1-0 as we make our way to the top of the fifth inning. It's Cooper Johnson who has the lone RBI in this game. Stepping up to the plate to lead it off against Werchanski, rocks and fires. Line drive down the left side but foul, and it's 0-1. Just off the end of the bat. Johnson has certainly made his hits count over his last month or so at the plate. And Johnson, in his last 28 games, that's since May 1st, has just 18 hits. The wind back of the pitch, that's just outside. It's one ball and one strike. But he has 5 homers and 16 RBIs in those 28 games. Well, in the last 14 games, he has just 5 hits coming into today, but has 8 RBIs. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, up and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. And your role as a catcher, of course, is to call a good game and then contribute how you can on the offensive side. And Johnson knew that coming into this season. Kind of retooled his swing a little bit, adding a leg kick, and wanted to say that he was going to be a different style of hitter in this upcoming season. He was going to really focus on his slugging percentage and trying to do damage every time he comes up to the plate. 1-2. He takes in the dirt on a breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes, and he's been very effective doing that, especially against left-handed pitchers. His 6 home runs are third on the team. Former Detroit Tigers draft pick and former projected first-rounder out of high school. The pitch home. Up and away, it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. A phenomenal high school career playing for Team USA and winning gold in Japan during his time with Team USA in 2018. Payoff pitch on the way. That misses outside for ball 4. He draws a leadoff walk here against Werchanski. And Daniel Mateo steps to the plate. 1-0 Rough Riders. We play in the top of the fifth inning. Mateo went down on strikes on 3 pitches in the second inning. Johnson leads from first. Werchanski working from the stretch now. Third base side of the rubber. A left-hander with a black glove at the belt. Kicks home. Mateo watches just below the zone. 1 ball, no strikes. Johnson had a certain number he had in mind going into the draft. He didn't meet that with any team, so he was picked late in that draft. Ended up going to Ole Miss. 1-0 pitch.
Change up on the upper edge outside corner for a strike. We're horizoned at one ball and one strike on Mateo. Johnson, after being released 2 years ago by the Tigers, signed with the Rangers, and he's been really strong at the plate and behind it for the Riders this year. 1-1 offering. Change up whacked in the air out to left field. Polkovich going back. He's under it just shy of the warning track, and he's there to put it away. Mateo just got out in front of it. It sapped his power being out on his front foot. One out and a fly out to left field. Runner at first, 1-0 Riders in the fifth, and here's Kellen Strong. Top of the Rough Riders card, third time through. Strong has struck out looking and grounded out to short in his two trips. Riders have just 4 hits today. One from Cooper Johnson, one from Aaron Zavala, one from Cabo Rodriguez, another one from Cody Freeman. Pitch home. In the air, foul down the right side off the end of the bat. It's 0-1.
That's it for Scoot Giant.
Strom went 1-for-2 with a couple walks yesterday. The Rough Riders were no hit through 5 1/3 innings yesterday, but Kellen Strom was able to break it up in that 6th inning with a single up the middle. 0-1. He spoils this one, foul in the air to the right side. It's 0-2. Strom was the only one to reach against Brandon Garcia, the starter, who the Rough Riders will see once again when we are back in Frisco on Saturday in this split 3-3 game series. 0-2. There's a fly ball, hit to center field, but right at Rambush. He hardly has to move, now jogs in a couple steps and reaches skyward to pluck it out of the air. 2 outs. Liam Hicks bats now. Riders leading 1-0 in the fifth. Frisco will play this quote-unquote series finale or halfway through the series tomorrow. It really depends on how you look at it. And then both teams will pack up and head to Frisco. We'll play the last 3 games of the series July 4th, 5th, and 6th tomorrow. The pitch. There's a fly ball out to right field. Down the line, Rodriguez coming in towards the line. He's under it, and he makes the grab, side retired. So the Riders get a base runner, but cannot push anyone across in the top of the fifth inning. We go to the bottom half of the fifth. The Rough Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Ryan Garcia back to the mound for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth inning. He's sat down 7 in a row, and the Riders have thrown 15 consecutive scoreless innings. First pitch is swing and a miss to Rodriguez. It's 0-1 on the changeup. And that goes back to the ninth inning on Sunday. Riders threw 10 scoreless innings yesterday. There's the wind back in the pin. Ground ball back to the hill off Garcia's glove. Out to Freeman. Bare hands at second. Whips it to first. And he just got him. Nifty play by Cody Freeman, charging in at second, and with the bare hand, throwing off balance to first to get him after Garcia slowed it down. 1-4-3 put out, 8 straight retired by Garcia, and Freeman in his second start all season at second base, making a sparkling play. 1-0 Rough Riders. Here's Caden Polkovich, who walked back in the second. And the first pitch. That's down, 1-0, 0 strikes. It's the last man to reach against Garcia with that walk before he was eliminated on a 6-4-3 double play. 4-6-3. 1-0. That's upstairs, and it's 2-0, 0 strikes. One run on 4 hits for the Rough Riders and no errors. No runs on 2 hits and no errors for the Travelers. Both hits coming in the first inning. Play in the bottom of the 5th. Garcia whips it home. And he misses upstairs. It's 3-0, 0 strikes. You mentioned tomorrow. The Rough Riders still have not announced a starter for tomorrow's game. 3-0. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 3-1. It'll be a 6 o'clock game, and I think Luke and I are pretty happy, along with a lot of people on the Rough Riders, that's at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Here's the 3-1. Foul back, and it's 3-0, 0 strikes. That makes it so the bus will pull into Riders Field around 2:30, 3 o'clock, rather than 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that 30 minutes might not seem like all that much, but at least personally speaking, when I see the Riders fans back at Riders Field on the 4th of July, I'd like to have a smile on my face.
And that one swung on and missed off the outside corner for strike 3. 9 straight sat down by Garcia. 6 strikeouts for him. 2 away. There's Morgan McCullough. And that extra 30 minutes, extra hour of sleep, that's going to give you that smile.
It's going to give me the smile. No one wants to look at a frowning Luke Maley. No one wants to look at a Luke Maley anyway, but... Smiling makes it a little bit better.
First pitch to Morgan McCullough is sent in the air, foul down the left side. It's 0-1. Of all the versions of Luke Maley to look at, smiling Luke Maley is my favorite.
It's a little higher on the list.
So hopefully a very happy broadcast group once we get back into Frisco for July 4th. Can't wait to spend it with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. The pitch is up and in. It's 1-1, 1 strike. July 4th is always fun, but... anytime you add in baseball and a sold-out crowd is what we're expecting. We had over 12,000 last year at Riders Field. It's a special day. 1-1. That's outside. 2-1. There are still very few seats available, so if you're listening right now and you want to spend July 4th with us with the biggest fireworks show of the season post-game, you can get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. 2-1. Up and away. 3-1. Luke's going to be there. You can see his smiling face maybe for an extra $5. What do you think?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I like it.
I'm all for it. I don't care how much sleep we get. $5, I'll smile.
Well, that would be $5 to me, though.
Okay.
The pitch is on the outside corner of strike, and it's 3-2.
How about we split it, $2.50?
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Some negotiating to be done later.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. 3-2 here on McCullough with 2 outs and the bases clear. Garcia offers. There's a fly ball out to straightaway left field. Strom comes in. He's under it. Towards the line a little bit. He makes the grab. And the side comes to a close. Another 1-2-3 inning. It's 10 straight sat down by Ryan Garcia. The run sits airs. Nobody left on base. We move to the top of the 6th. 1-0 Riders and the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the top of the sixth inning. It's 1-0. Rough Riders out in front. Seems like this has been a pretty pitcher-dominated series so far, and it certainly has. Three combined runs across 15 innings. Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher, Keber Rodriguez, the ones due up to in the sixth inning against Werchanski, and the first pitch to Free is outside 1-0. The Rangers are hoping for a pitcher-dominated series as well against the Padres at home. Luke Anderson, you have an update.
Yeah, it's 5-0 Rangers in the bottom of the third over the Padres. Nathaniel Lowe just hit a two-run homer to extend that lead to 5-0.
All right, we love it. Two balls and no strikes. That's former Rough Rider Nathaniel Lowe to you.
It is, former Rough Rider. And it's his second home run, second two-run homer. The first one went 373, the second 383.
Oh, he's improving. The pitch is outside. Three balls and no strikes.
Well, if you know that trend is anything, then the next time he comes up, another two-run homer should be 393.
Or 483.
That's fine, too.
3-0 to Freeman. And that's down and in. Ball four. A four-pitch free pass to Free. And Josh Hatcher is aboard. Or, excuse me, Josh Hatcher comes to the plate after Freeman gets aboard. Riders leading it 1-0. He's Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you.
Is that a bit of a prediction that Josh Hatcher is about to find his way aboard here?
Sure.
I like it.
I think he'd certainly like it. He's 1-for-6 to start this series, but his one hit was a big one. Go ahead, RBI double in the 10th yesterday. Werchanski rocks in. Fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Everybody. Hatcher bounced into a 3-4-3 put out in the first and then struck out in the fourth. Freeman leads from first. Werchanski lifts the leg, deal. Foul the way down the left side. It's 0-2. Nobody in the Texas League this year has swung and missed more than Josh Hatcher. He has a 19% swinging strike rate, which is highest in the league. But he has been really good this year still. The pitch. That one's off the end of the bat. A floater into shallow center field. Rambush coming in. It's the shortstop McCullough back, and he makes the over-the-shoulder grab. A pretty play by the shortstop McCullough, and there's one away. A 1-0 Rough Riders top of the sixth. Gabriel Rodriguez, who's 1-for-2 today, stands in. Hatcher hitting .294 coming into today's game and has been amazing when ahead in the count. And that time falling behind. Right-handed batter, the lefty's pitch. Fades just below the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez got aboard on an infield single back in the fourth to Brock Rodden, the third baseman, who made a beautiful diving play to his backhand side, but his throw was just a little bit late. Rodriguez runs well. 1-0 offering. That's low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez's single back in the fourth is the most recent Rough Riders hit. Frisco only has one inning where they have multiple hits. And that was the only inning in which they scored back in the second. Pitch home. Rodriguez sends it high in the air out to left field. Polkovich going back. He's backpedaling at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. and Freeman heads back to first. I mean, there is just no chance hitting a ball in that direction that it's going to sail out of the yard. That ball was hit well, and this extremely pitcher-friendly ballpark shook its head at that fly ball. There are two down. Freeman remains at first, 1-0 Rough Riders. Here's Aaron Zavala. He's 1-for-2 today with a single and a run scored. Initial pitch. Up and away for a strike, and it's 0-1. He's just catching the edge. Warchanski had a phenomenal month of June, and he's carrying that into the month of July. He readies in the 0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. He allowed just 2 earned runs over 28 and a third innings in June, a 0.64 ERA. He only allowed 13 hits as well in the month, a 1.34 average against. And so far, he's surrendered just 4 hits and 1 run in 5 2/3 innings tonight. He's thrown 78 pitches, so still in good shape with that pitch count. He rocks here and deals. Breaking ball, low and outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. His season high in terms of pitch count is 83. That was 2 starts ago against Wichita. So coming up on it here. Two one offering. Strike, back pick down to first, not in time. Nice play by Windisch on a poor throw by Ford down the first baseline. Back handing it on a short hop. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes on Zavala now. Windisch during that month of June lowered his ERA over a run and a half. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Strike 3. And he has his 6th strikeout. If that's his final pitch, he pitched well. No runs, no hits, no errors. And 1 runner left on in the 6th inning. We make our way to the bottom half of the 6th. It's the Rough Riders 1. And the Arkansas Travelers nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
We're into the home half of the 6th inning here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Blake Rambusch in the 9th spot leads it off against Ryan Garcia. First pitch. Cutter at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. Garcia has sat down 10 in a row. 16 straight scoreless innings by the Riders. The pitch is low and outside. And it's now 1-1. 18 straight scoreless offensive innings for the Arkansas Travelers.
Their longest drought of the year is 27 innings. 1-1. And that's at the bottom of the zone. It's one ball and two strikes. The Riders have gone over 20 consecutive scoreless innings on the mound this year. They haven't had back-to-back shutouts this year, but an opportunity to do that tonight. Or excuse me, they did have back-to-back shutouts this year at Corpus Christi. They haven't had three in a row this year. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Fouled back. Still one ball and two strikes. Garcia has struck out six across his five innings, including two in the fourth. He looks in for his sign. And fires. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Seven strikeouts for Ryan Garcia. One away.
The second base, number 14, Ben Williamson.
Here's Ben Williamson. 88 pitches now for Garcia. Probably will see some action out of the bullpen pretty soon for the Rough Riders. Garcia rocks in. Right down the heart of the plate, a strike. It's 0-1. Garcia's season high in pitches, 93. That was on June 5th at Corpus Christi, the offering. That's low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. So this could be his final batter tonight. Reed Burlingmeier is loosening the pitch. Up and in. Two balls and one strike.
Pair of Reeds warming up out there. Looks like Reed Morgan getting loose for the Travelers and Reed Burlingmeier getting loose for the Riders.
2-1. Swinging a foul off Johnson's glove. Two balls, two strikes. I was trying to think of a Reed pun. I couldn't think of one.
I got nothing.
Maybe it's for the best. 1-0 Riders here in the bottom of the sixth. 2-2 on the way. That's outside. We're full at three balls and two strikes. Infield straight up, outfield straight up. 3-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Acosta's got it at short. A couple crow hops. Lofts it sidearm to first and gets him two away. 93 pitches, matches his season high. Let's see if that's it. Or if he'll be allowed to face Victor Labrada. And here comes John Goble out of the Riders' dugout, so he should be able to face Labrada. This will be his final batter. We haven't had a pitcher go over the century mark in pitches this season for the Riders. John Goble, going to check on him and see how he's feeling. Sure give Reed Burlingmeier just a little bit more time, but he looks ready out in right center field. Ryan Garcia having gone six innings in back-to-back starts, an opportunity for his third consecutive quality start for the first time in his minor league career. John Goble said what he has had to say, and he's back to the dugout. Gobes has his family in town this week. Good to see his parents and his kids. Oh, here's Labrada, the first pitch. Down in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth inning. Burlingmeier awaiting in the pen if needed. Garcia hoping to keep him out there at least for a few more minutes. The 1-0. Labrada swings and pops it up on the infield. Acosta, the shortstop, is under it near the second base bag. He's there. He makes the catch. And Ryan Garcia has thrown six shutout innings tonight in Arkansas. For the first time in his career, three consecutive outings of six innings. And the Rough Riders lead 1-0 to the top of the seventh. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor.
With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right at the top of the seventh inning, it's 1-0, and hopefully to get the Rough Riders offense going, here's Luke Mealy.
Thank you, Zach. It's the 7-8-9 batters due up, and Acosta, Johnson, and Mateo here in the seventh, and they'll do so against a new arm. Danny Werchinski is done on his birthday. He goes six strong innings, allowing just the one run on four hits, two walks with six strikeouts. New arm on the hill is Reed Morgan. Delivers a first pitch fastball inside, just missing to Max Acosta. Reed Morgan, a right-hander from Texarkana, Texas, played his college ball in South Carolina. The 1-0 is called a strike. Evens things at 1-1. Long blonde hair flowing up out beneath that gray patriotic 4th of July themed cap. Teal glove, and he kicks and delivers. Acosta waves and misses. It's a ball and two strikes. Morgan making his 23rd appearance of the year. He's 0-2 with a 5.93 ERA over that stretch. He rocks and delivers. Acosta takes downstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Morgan has pitched on one occasion against the Rough Riders. Back in April, he went two scoreless, hitless frame. He didn't allow any base runners, striking out three. He kicks high and delivers. Missed inside, again with a fastball. 3-2 count now. What an outing for Werchinski. Gave up the one run, but he's in line for the loss if the Rough Riders staff is able to keep the Travelers off the board. Pitch home. Acosta chops it left side, bounces up to McCullough. He fires across his body in front of Acosta, one away. Now Cooper Johnson. We'll see a right-handed hurler for the first time today. Cooper added to his numbers against left-handed pitching, going 1-for-1 with an RBI single and a walk against the lefty Werchinski. Now against Reed Morgan. He tries to get the inning going, and he sends a fly ball into shallow right field. The second baseman, Williamson, going out. It's Rodriguez who comes in to make the play in right field. And a quick two outs for Reed Morgan. So Cooper Johnson retired for the first time today. And Daniel Mateo digs in. Mateo 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. The pitch home. He tanks just off the outer edge and a mid downstairs. Mateo's last trip to the dish, he flew out to left field. He hit a baseball hard, but the wind held it up. Pitch home. He smacks this one into deep right center field. Hanging up for Rambush and Rodriguez. It's Rodriguez, the right fielder, who takes charge and hauls in the out. A ground out and a pair of flyouts in the top of the seventh for the Riders. They go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the last of the seventh inning. Riders on top, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Dickie Stevens Park here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Ryan Garcia's day is done. He goes six innings of shutout, two-hit baseball, issuing just one walk with seven strikeouts, and he capped it off, retiring 13 in a row. It's Harry Ford to face the new arm. A right-hander in Reed Burlingmeier comes on. We'll get you some trivia the moment we get a break here. Riders on top, 1-0. Burlingmeier, first pitch on the way. Called a strike with a fastball. Top of the zone. Harry Ford takes for strike one. Ford today is 1-for-2. Singled back in the first, but was stranded against Garcia. Struck out his last time, and he waves and misses at an elevated heater. He's behind nothing and two against Burlingmeier, who on the year has a 2-2 record with a 4.74 ERA out of the pen. He rocks and fires. They appeal to first on the check swing, and Ford was able to hold it up. Cooper Johnson was quick to point down that first base line, and Trevor Matthews was quick to respond with a no, he didn't. The 1-2 on its way from Burlingmeier, and he missed down and in with a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Right-hander set, black glove at the chest. 2-2 on its way. Swing and a miss. He got him. Reed Burlingmeier picks up the 8th strikeout of the night for the Riders staff, coming off a night where they picked up 16 of them. And we get you some trivia. On this date, back in 1990, Nolan Ryan picked up 7 strikeouts to notch his 22nd season of his career with at least 100 strikeouts. Now today we're going to look at single-season strikeouts, not streaks of strikeouts, as Burlingmeier pitches to Windisch, and the first pitch is found back. So Nolan led the league that year with 232, but that doesn't make the top 10 single-season strikeouts all time. So, Zach, we're going to see how many of the top 10 single-season strikeouts that you can name, the leaders, of course. There are a lot of repeats, so we'll see. We'll count it a win if you can get all of the names in the top 10 as Burlingmeier kicks home. A wave and a miss by Windisch, and Burlingmeier ahead 0-2.
That's that nasty new curveball from Burlingmeier there off the outside corner.
Some are saying it's the best curveball on this team, and Reed is dominating with it here, 0-2. So, Zach, we're going to see how many of the top 10 different players you can name in that strikeouts category. Pitch home, misses. Well outside, a ball and two strikes now.
Well, the obvious is Nolan Ryan, of course.
Nolan Ryan would make the list 3 times if it were just the top 10.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson also makes it 3 times.
Pedro Martinez.
Pedro Martinez is on the list. Slots in at 9. Check swing by Windisch. Another appeal to first. And Windisch was able to hold up. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens doesn't make the mid.
Really?
List, which surprises me.
Interesting.
Erlingmeyer peers in. He has his sign. Ready with the 2-2. High leg kick and a pitch, and he lost control of the breaking ball, and it hit Windisch.
Well, that's that curveball again, and still trying to learn it, control it, and just lost it, and it hit him. So how about Max Scherzer?
No Max Scherzer.
Justin Verlander.
No JV. We have only one active player on this list.
Doc Gooden.
Doc Gooden didn't do it either.
Clayton Kershaw.
No Kershaw.
Chris Sale.
No Chris Sale. Brock Rodden digs in from the left side. First time seeing Burlingmeier. He squares to bunt, lays down a chopper. A really nice bunt. Burlingmeier off the hill, falling down, fires a strike to first. It pulled Hatcher off the bag. It wouldn't have mattered. Brock Rodden laid down a beautiful bunt. It took a couple of high hops and came to a rest. Burlingmeier hopped all over it, but it was in such a good placement, there was nothing he could do. And it's first and second for the Travelers with one away against Burlingmeier, and that'll prompt a player-called meeting on the back of the hill.
How about Spencer Strider?
No Strider.
Wow. One active player, huh?
This player who is still active is not pitching for the team that he did it with. Did it in 2019. Alberto Rodriguez in with 2 aboard and 1 gone against Burlingmeier. Burlingmeier kicks high and delivers this one laced into right field, a base hit. Zavala has it in right. Windisch getting the wave, and the throw is up the line. But Rodden now caught in between second and third base. Johnson all the way out to second. He fires to Acosta, and Acosta applies the tag. A safe call. Cooper Johnson went sprinting right at the runner. Forced him to make a decision. Rodden dove headfirst back into the second base bag. And a safe call. So everybody's safe on the RBI single, and we've got ourselves a brand new ball game at 1-1. Caden Polkovich will step in the same situation with 2 aboard and still 1 out, but this time a brand new ball game as Windisch scores on the base hit. Rodden up to second. Burlingmeier ready to go. He lifts and delivers. Missed inside, and he hit him. The bases are loaded. Second hit by pitch of the frame. And that pushes Rodden down to third. Rodriguez up to second, and Polkovich stands at first base for Morgan McCullough, who is 0 for 2 tonight with a flyout and a 4-6-3 double play. And here comes John Goebel out of the pen, or rather out of the dugout, to talk with his reliever and Burlingmeier. Our trivia, we're looking for the top 10 different players in strikeout totals in a single season.
Was it Garrett Cole?
It was Garrett Cole in 2019 with the Astros. Missing one name from, or technically 2 names from the original list, one of which is a very big name and a Hall of Famer. The other one also a Hall of Famer, but not as big of a name, pitched in the early 1900s.
Oh, boy.
The only one on the list that pitched earlier than 1920.
Is Steve Carlton the other big name on that list?
He's not.
What about Bob Gibson?
No Bob Gibson.
Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax.
Okay, I should have gotten that earlier.
I'll give you that there is a Bob on this list. Also an older name in the 5 spot. Did it with Cleveland. First pitch to McCullough's, chopped on the ground, right side, and foul. Hatcher ranged over the line and watched it go by.
Okay, well, it's Bob Feller then.
It is Bob Feller. missing another Guardians pitcher. This one a little older as well. One of two players on this list that are not in the Hall of Fame. Check that. One of three.
Oral Hershiser?
Not Hershiser. The 0-1 to McCullough is taken downstairs, even at a ball and a strike. This Guardians player in 1965 was a six-time All-Star, but did not have the numbers to make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, jeez.
Right-hander kicks and fires. And the pitch caught the outer edge, called strike two.
Who was it?
Sam McDowell.
I would not have
guessed. I would not have guessed that one either. You've got one at four, which is the earliest one. You'll know the name, I believe. 1904 for the Philadelphia Athletics.
Walter Johnson?
Not Walter Johnson. Pitch home. There's the breaking ball, and it hangs just a bit outside. Two balls and two strikes.
Cy Young?
Not Cy Young. This one's also hard. You've got another name on the list that pitched, that did it in 1997, that you definitely know this name. Not a Hall of Famer, but won a few World Series.
Curt Schilling?
It is Curt Schilling. His last two were a little bit of a stretch. Had to make it harder than just the Ryan, Koufax, and Johnson. But it stretches a bit. A 2-2 home, foul back to the screen. Morgan McCullough batting from the left side. Stays alive. Number 10 on this list, I'll be straight up, I've never heard of. Played in 1979 with the Astros. Made an All-Star game. Won the ERA title one year. But didn't pitch all that long. Righty kicks and fires. This one tapped on the ground. Right side, Hatcher coming home with it, and it is in time. Hatcher chops down the lead runner for the force out. The fans don't love it here at Dickey Stevens Park. It was certainly a close play. Now the manager and third base coach for the Travelers, Christian Colon, down to chat that call over with Nate Diedrich. Brock Rodden chopped down at the plate for the force out, and there's two away. Short conversation between the Travelers manager and the home plate umpire. McCullough out on the 3-2, rather, McCullough reaches on the 3-2 fielder's choice.
And upon looking at the replay, he was safe.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. It was certainly close on the throw. The Riders catch a break. Here in the bottom of the seventh, still locked at one, and the first pitch to Rambush called a strike on the inner corner.
Can I get the initials from the earlier player?
RW, 1904 for Philadelphia Athletics.
Is it Rube Waddell
it
then?
It is. Okay. It is. And your next one, you have J and R. Pitch home, foul ball. Bases still loaded with two outs and a tied 1-1 ball game.
No idea.
J.R. Richard? You ever heard of J.R. Richard?
I've heard J.R. Richards, who was a San Diego Padres pitcher a few years ago.
Nope, not okay. Him. 1979, J.R. Richard with the Astros.
Would not have gotten that.
And that completes your top 10 list. The pitch home misses upstairs. It's 1-2. I'd say pretty successful there.
Yeah, it did okay. Probably should have gotten Koufax earlier.
But you got Koufax without any hints. I wasn't going to give you a hint for that one. Now, Rube Waddell, Sam McDowell, J.R. Richard, those guys needed a little help. And that one got away from Burlingmeier. Another breaking ball, and it hits Rambush in the back. And the Travelers have their first lead of the series. Three hit by pitches from the Riders' bullpen here in the frame. And that forces home a run. Rodriguez down from third. Polkovich over to third. McCullough up to second. Blake Rambush now at first base after the hit by pitch. The Riders face their first deficit of the series. Base is still loaded for the top of the card in Ben Williamson, and he loops one into right. Freeman going back. It's over his head, a base hit. One run in, the second on its way, and the Travelers have taken a 4-1 lead. A two-run single for Ben Williamson. His second hit of the day, his third of the series, and he made that one count. Polkovich and McCullough score. Rambush goes all the way to third, and Carlos Cardoza is out of the Riders' dugout. That'll be it for Reed Burlingmeier. Now the Riders have surrendered four in the seventh, and the Travelers still have them cornered with two gone in a 4-1 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ricky DeVito appears out of the pen for the Riders. He inherits runners at the corner, or corners, that is, with two gone. Travelers have scored four in the inning, all charged to Reed Burlingmeier. Ricky DeVito, a familiar face against the Travelers, but the first look at him for Victor Labrada, the ninth batter to come to the plate in the frame. DeVito kicks and delivers, and he misses up and away. The last two appearances for DeVito against Arkansas, April 17th and April 21st here at Dickey Stevens Park. And the first of which, the Travelers got to him, tagged him for four runs, only two of those earned on two hits and two walks, as this one chopped foul down the first baseline. DeVito did pick up two strikeouts in that outing, and then 4 days later at the end of the series, DeVito went an inning. It was a scoreless inning, but the Travelers made it interesting with a pair of hits and a walk. DeVito also picked up two Ks in that one. The 1-1, De Labrada runs outside, two balls and a strike. As of late, DeVito's been really, really good. In the month of June, he pitched nine innings, giving up just one hit, but he did walk nine and hit a batter. With nine strikeouts for a zero ERA and a wave and a miss, runner goes, a delayed steal on Cooper Johnson. There's no throw to be had. Ben Williamson swipes a bag and moves into scoring position. Riders focused on the batter at the plate. Victor Labrada in a 2-2 count. He's 0-for-3 with a pair of punch-outs today. DeVito would love to make it 3, and Labrada asks for time. He's granted it. 4-1, four runs on five hits for the Travelers, with three of those hits coming in this inning against Reed Burlingmeier. Ninth man to the dish, the 2-2. Taken, called strike 3. Got him looking. And DeVito comes on to stop the bleeding for the Riders. He picks up his first strikeout for the lone and final out for DeVito in the bottom of the seventh. Arkansas sends nine to the plate. They score four runs on three hits, no errors, and they leave two stranded in scoring position. Way out of the top of the eighth, Riders facing their first deficit of the series. They trail 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top of the eighth inning, Riders against the new arm. It's the left-hander Raul Alcantara. The pitch home to Kellen Strom at the top of the card. And it misses upstairs. Alcantara, the left-hander on after Reed Morgan pitched the seventh. Strom hops out of the way, and the pitch misses down and in. Alcantara this year, 4-2 with a 3.98 ERA this year. And Strom takes a called strike. It's two balls and a strike. Strom is 0-3. He's gotten out in a multitude of ways. A strikeout looking, a ground out to short, and a fly out to center. Pitch home, and Strom sends it high and out of play off to the right side. It'll find the seats. It's Strom, Hicks, and Freeman due up in this top of the eighth inning. Riders trailing 4-1 after the four-run bottom of the seventh for the Arkansas Travelers. Snapped a scoreless streak for the Rough Riders. Left-hander rocks and delivers. The 2-2 taken downstairs. It's a full count. Alcantara from the Dominican Republic, making his 19th appearance on the year. He has started a pair of games. Left-hander rocks and delivers. Strom takes downstairs, and he's aboard with a leadoff walk. His third in the last two games, and the first time tonight that Strom has found a way aboard. First base runner for the Riders since a leadoff walk by Cody Freeman in the top of the sixth. And Liam Hicks digs in from the left side. Alcantara kicks and delivers and misses high and away with a fastball. Hicks on the air hitting .224. That's 13-for-58 against left-handed pitchers coming into tonight. He did go 0-for-2, or rather 0-for-3 against Werchanski, and the pitch runs inside, and it just caught Hicks on the elbow. And the Riders have a pair on here. A walk and a hit by a pitch to open the outing for Alcantara. And that'll prompt a visit from the pitching coach. Michael Peoples comes out of the dugout. And the rest of the infield will converge on the back of the hill. And the bottom of the seventh, it was some wild pitching from Reed Burlingmeyer that set up the Travelers to take their first lead of the series. Burlingmeyer hit three batters, gave up three singles in a four-run bottom of the seventh. After Ryan Garcia went six innings of two-hit scoreless ball with seven strikeouts. But the Riders in business here, and with one swing of the bat, Cody Freeman could tie this game. Wind has died down just a little bit. It's still blowing in from left field towards home plate. Seen a couple of baseballs tonight, struck fairly well, that didn't travel as far as you would expect. Cody Freeman leads the Riders with nine homers, and he takes the first offering a bit inside. Ford looked to first to throw from a knee, but Windisch wasn't ready. Hicks scurried back to the bag. Strom at second base. Hicks behind him at first. The lefty rocks and delivers. Fouled back to the screen. One and one. Freeman's 15 hits, now 16 after a single in the first against lefties, are second to only Kellen Strom on this team. Lefty kicks and delivers. This one hit high in the air into shallow right field, tailing towards the right field line. Rodriguez took a second to find it. Arranges over to make the grab, one away. On a fly out to right field, and Josh Hatcher will step to the dish.
The first baseman as well, Josh Hatcher.
Hatcher's also had quite a bit of success against left-handers this year. Five extra base hits, and he leads the team with 14 RBI against lefties. Next closest on the team is Cooper Johnson, who drove in his 12th against the lefty to give the Riders their lone run of the game. That came in the top of the second. Now here in the top of the eighth, the first offering to Hatcher. Called a strike, caught the outside corner, and Hatcher didn't like it. Shook his head a bit. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in this one. With a ground out, a strikeout, and a pop out. He was the hero last night in the top of the 10th for the Riders. The pitch home. Outside corner, called a strike again, and the same sort of head tilt from the left-handed hitter, Josh Hatcher. Couple of borderline pitches on the outer edge. Favored in Alcantara's side of things. He finds himself ahead, 0-2. The offering way down and away. Good glove work behind the dish by Harry Ford to keep the runners at bay. Kaver Rodriguez stands on deck. Left-hander set. Tan glove at the chest. High leg kick and the pitch home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Hatcher down on strikes. For the second time today, it's the first strikeout for Alcantara. Alcantara is not a huge strikeout guy. Came in with 36 strikeouts in 40 and two-thirds innings. Picks up his first on the second out he gets. Here in this appearance against Frisco. Rodriguez with two outs. The pitch home. Called a strike. 0-1. Rodriguez has been very good this year with two outs. Especially with runners in scoring position. Pitch home. And it just misses. Rodriguez pulls even. And a ball and a strike. Seems like so often this year, Rodriguez has provided a big hit for the Riders to get them back in a ball game or give them the lead. Left-hander kicks and fires. Rodriguez chops it in front of the plate. It's past Alcantara on the mound. The second baseman, Williamson, charges in and throws on the run in time. The Riders get the first two on via a walk and a hit by pitch. But Alcantara settles in. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and two stranded in the top of the eighth for the Riders. We head to the last of the eighth. Riders trailing 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The Travelers sent 9 to the plate in the bottom of the 7th. Harry Ford led off the inning with a strikeout. But then the Travelers got to Reed Burlingmeier. Ricky DeVito struck out the lone batter he faced to finish off that 7th, and his first pitch is down in the dirt. And Harry Ford. Ford had the night off last night, but came on as a pinch runner and then lined out to center field to end the ball game. He's 1 for 3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts, and he waves and misses on the pitch from the right-hander. Mentioned Ricky DeVito. Ran into some troubles the last time that he faced Arkansas. Through two appearances, he saw some base runners as he misses down and in with a fastball. 2-1 advantage for the Travelers catcher. The first of which, they tagged him for 4 runs, only 2 of them earned. Right-hander kicks and fires. That one called a strike at the top of the zone. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ford asked for time. He was granted it. Now steps back into the box. DeVito rocks and delivers. And just missed outside. That time with the slider. DeVito's got some of the best stuff on this team. At times has trouble locating pitches, but hasn't been hit around much this year as he missed inside. And he loses Harry Ford. It's a leadoff walk. DeVito attacks with a 5-pitch mix. Four-seam fastball and a sinker alongside a changeup, curveball, and slider. Hogan Windisch digs in. He's 0 for 2 today with a pair of strikeouts, but was hit by an errant curveball in the last frame and came around to score as he swings at the first pitch and pounds it into the dirt behind home plate. Nothing in 1. Windisch in the series just 1 for 6 with 5 strikeouts. DeVito picks over to first. That sends Harry Ford back safely. Had to dive to get there. DeVito hanging that right arm with the ball in his grip. Now comes set. He lifts and delivers. Half swing by Windisch, and he went around. 0-2. DeVito got Labrada looking to end the 7th. Marked his 35th strikeout of the year as that one gets by Cooper Johnson, a wild pitch. And the runner moves up 90 feet. Harry Ford now in scoring position. Missed low and away in the dirt, and Johnson kind of had to dive out to his right. And couldn't quite knock it down. 4-1 our score in favor of the Travelers here in the bottom of the eighth. Riders working with their last three outs when we get to the top of the ninth. The pitch home. Slider misses upstairs. DeVito, 35 strikeouts in 26 innings this year now. 25-year-old from Staten Island, New York. Right-hander kicks and delivers. The 2-2 misses upstairs. And from 0-2 to 3-2. Windisch was hit by a pitch and came around to score the tying run in the last frame. Ford dances around. DeVito steps off and just lobs it to Cody Freeman, who's not on the bag. Not really an effort to get Ford out, but more of a, hey man, quit dancing around back there. See if he can shut down Ford, who takes his lead. The pitch home, wave and a miss on a fastball. Blew it by him. Second strikeout for DeVito, and the first out of the bottom of the eighth.
The third baseman, number 4, Brock Rodden.
Brock Rodden singled in that seventh inning and then was cut down at the plate and went 3-2. And there's an argument to be made that he made it safely. DeVito looks to second, now home, and kicks home. Johnson fakes a throw down. It's called a strike. Stayed at the bottom of the zone. Brock Rodden entered today hitting .294. But at the double-A level, just .208, about a week in, as DeVito spins and throws to Acosta, the shortstop. Acosta wasn't holding on for it. He was back on the outfield grass to the left of the second base bag. Rodden from the left side against the right-hander DeVito. DeVito readies, looks back to second base. Long pause, and he kicks and fires. Caught the outer edge with a fastball. 0-2. Rodden steps out. Now he's back into the box. The Travelers third baseman will have to shorten up. Nothing in two, on its way. Misses outside. DeVito in his second season with the Rough Riders after being acquired via a trade with the Pittsburgh Pirates back in March of last year. Harry Ford at second base with one gone and a 1-2 count to Brock Rodden at the dish. Vito shakes a couple times. Now him and Johnson are on the same page. The 1-2. Slider that just stayed up and away. Two balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitter. Ricky DeVito mentioned high strikeout guy. Also issues quite a few walks. He's ready, the 2-2. Missed outside again from 0-2 to 3-2. Back-to-back batters now have seen a full count against DeVito. He was able to blow a fastball by Hogan Windisch for out number one of the frame. He'd love to repeat that here against Rodden. He kicks and fires and misses low and away with a fastball. And there's two aboard.
Well, if you want some good news, I have an update for you from Arlington. Rangers and Padres. And the Rangers now lead 7-0 that game in the top of the seventh inning. Jonathan Ornelas, the former Rough Rider, with an RBI double to make it 7-0 in the sixth. Nathan Eovaldi pitching well.
Love to see it. When is Nathaniel Lowe going to hit his third homer? Swing and a miss by Rodriguez on a pitch at the top of the zone.
I'll be sure to let you know when that happens.
Please do.
Nathan Eovaldi, one hit allowed over six shutout innings tonight.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what you want to see.
Doing his best Ryan Garcia.
Hey, there you go.
DeVito looks back to second. The pitch home to Rodriguez is hit in the air. In foul ground, left side. Johnson to the netting, and it falls five rows up into the seats. But again, DeVito ahead, nothing and two. Three straight batters have fallen behind 0-2 against DeVito. Windisch struck out for the first down of the frame, and then Brock Rodden was able to work a walk. Rodriguez today singled and drove in a run in the seventh inning. Also came around to score. DeVito looks to second. We're back home and time called. Rather a pitch clock violation on DeVito. He looked to second, then kind of looked over towards the third base dugout, then looked back to second, came to look home, and continued to pause. Nate Diedrich calls the pitch clock violation. A ball and two strikes. Quick pitch. And now the runner at first, and Rodden is picked off. Cooper Johnson came up and looked towards first and threw a strike on the money. Hatcher able to apply the tag. It's a strike him out, throw him out, but not on a direct steal on the back pick. And so the Riders are out of the inning. A pair of strikeouts, a pair of walks, and a pickoff from the catcher, Cooper Johnson. And it's a scoreless but interesting bottom of the eighth inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one stranded for the Travelers. We head to the ninth. The Riders down to their final 3 outs, trailing 4-1. And when we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us the rest of the way.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. On August 25th, grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7.05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the top of the ninth inning. Aaron Zavala, Max Acosta, Cooper Johnson due for the Rough Riders. It's 6, 7, and 8 in the Frisco order, with the Riders trailing 4-1. Down to their final 3 outs, and a new pitcher out on the hill. It's Garrett Davila, or Davila, I should say, who takes over the left-hander on the mound. First pitch to Zavala from Davila. He is outside. One ball and no strikes. Zavala is 1-for-3 today with a single in the second. He scored a run. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, McCullough, has got it on a dive. Slings it to first. Not in time. Windisch came off the bag at first and then tried to re-tow the bag, but Zavala able to beat it out. So a single for Aaron Zavala. And he's 2 for 4 today. There's Max Acosta now. Maybe that gets Aaron Zavala going, a two-hit day on a hard-hit ball. You would love for him to start to swing it a little bit better. Here's Max Acosta. And he watches the first pitch outside. 1 ball and no strikes. For Z, that's now 2 multi-hit games in his last 4. In the air, foul down the right side. 1 ball and 1 strike. Riders have yet to announce a starter for tomorrow's game 3 of this series. It'll be played at 6:05 here at Dickey Stevens Park. Travelers will go with Logan Evans as the starter. 1-1 offering. Swinging a foul off the mask of Ford back behind the plate. 1 ball and 2 strikes. It knocked it off. And might have broken it as well as he hands it off to Josh Morgan, the first base coach. And gets a brand new mask. Josh Morgan, the former Rough Rider, first base coach. 4-1, Rough Riders trail. Acosta in from the right side. Down to the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes to Davila. He readies from the stretch. 1-2, fouled back. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes.
That's an endless 2 giant. Foul ball.
Davila, 27 years old. Former fourth rounder by the Royals in 2015 out of high school in North Carolina. Pitched with the Naturals in 2021. He's pitching for Arkansas for the first time in his career this year. The pitch, a swing and a miss, got him with a high fastball. He strikes out Acosta. 1 out. Riders trailing 4-1, top of the ninth inning. Cooper Johnson stands in. He's 1 for 2 today with an RBI single and a walk. This season, Davila is 2-0 with a 3.31 ERA and 24 appearances. Left-hander fires outside with a changeup, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Johnson could make it interesting with 1 swing here. Davila readies from the stretch. And the 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. As we've mentioned, Johnson with 4 of his 6 homers against lefties. Zavala takes his lead from first. He's not going anywhere. The Riders need base runners. And time called, he steps off the mound. 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning propelled Arkansas out in front. And that's what they lead, 4-1, the pitch. Johnson takes down and in with a changeup, 3-0. Nine-hole hitting Daniel Mateo on deck. He's 0-for-3 today. Davila readies. And the 3-0. Johnson takes up and away, ball 4. So Zavala down to second base, Johnson aboard at first, and the tying run to the plate here in the ninth, it's Daniel Mateo. Carlos Cardoza has talked time and time again about giving guys opportunities to come up big in these kind of situations. Mateo normally in a situation where the Rough Riders would still be in contention, it would probably be pinch hit for, but the Riders have already clinched playoffs. He's been given the opportunity here. First pitch. He takes down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. You don't need the three-run homer here. With just one out, what you need is a base hit. Mateo just trying to find his way aboard and continue base runners and turn it back to the top of the lineup here in the top of the ninth inning. 0-1. Mateo grounds it foul to the right side. He's behind 0-2. He was badly behind that fastball. No balls and two strikes. Left-hander looks in for his sign. He's got it ready from the stretch, and Mateo calls time and steps out. It's been a series void of offense so far. Riders looking for some. The 0-2. In the air, foul to the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. And a fan made a catch on a carom. Mateo digs back in on the right side. Zavala at second. Johnson at first. O-2, down and in, just missing. One ball and two strikes. Mateo bending out of the way of that one, but it just missed. He's ready once again. And the left-hander brings it in. Outside, we're even at 2-2. Mateo trying to run it up a little bit. Find his way aboard. He has struck out and flied out twice. And Davila steps off. Left-hander has his sign. He's ready. And he kicks in the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he drops down to the ground, badly fooled in the breaking ball, down and in, strike three. He went tumbling. Mateo down on strikes, two outs here in the ninth. And here's Kellen Strom. Stromo for three with a walk. The first pitch. Inside corner for a strike. 0-1. There's nobody you'd rather have up in this situation than Kellen Strom. He leads the league in late close situational hitting. He's hitting .444 in these kind of situations this year. The clutchest hitter for the Rough Riders on the season. And Davila steps up. Late close situations are seventh inning or later. And a three-run game or closer. Kellen Strom has been the best. 0-1. He swings and smacks it into center field. Right at Rambusch going back. He's there. He makes the catch. And the game is over. Riders fall 4-1 in game two of this series. And the Travelers snap an opportunity for the Rough Riders to win their third in a row. Final score, 4-1. Riders lose it against Arkansas. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next to the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Dickey Stevens Park alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. The Riders fall a bit short tonight. They drop it 4-1. They got on the board first with a run in the second inning, but that marked the only run they would score. A four-run bottom of the seventh inning propels Arkansas back in the win column. The Rough Riders drop to 5-3 in the second half. Arkansas pulls up to 5-3, and win number 50. We'll have to wait another day for the Rough Riders as they drop this one 4-1. It's four runs on five hits, no errors, and five stranded for the Travelers tonight. One run on five hits, no errors, and nine left on base for the Rough Riders. You look at the offense for the Riders tonight. The five hits, they found ways aboard the base paths with walks and hit by pitches, but they weren't able to take advantage of it, leaving quite a few on base. You look at the hits, it was Aaron Zavala who led the way with a pair of them. Cooper Johnson added an RBI single to mark the lone run for the Riders. Cody Freeman and Caber Rodriguez collected the other two hits for the Riders. On the pitching side, rather, Ryan Garcia turned in what might be his best start of the year. Six shutout two-hit innings with just one walk and seven strikeouts. He gets the no decision. Reed Burlingmeier takes the loss after going just two-thirds of an inning, giving up four earned runs on three hits, no walks, and three hit-by-pitches with one strikeout. Ricky DeVito went an inning and a third, walking two and striking out three to keep the Travelers off the board. So Reed Morgan earns the win. He's 1-2 on the year. Reed Burlingmeier takes the loss. He drops to 2-2. And Davila picks up his first save of the year. So the Riders drop this one 4-1. We'll look ahead tomorrow on the other side when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in North Little Rock, Arkansas, the Riders drop game two of the series 4-1, and we're all even at one game apiece. One more to go tomorrow, a 6:05 p.m. first pitch here at Dickey Stevens Park before the Riders return home alongside the Travelers for three games over the 4th, 5th, and 6th of July. The Rough Riders have yet to name a starter for tomorrow's game three, but the Travelers have, and they're going with an opener in Logan Evans. He's 8-2 with a 2.04 ERA on the season, and the Rough Riders have seen him over the course of the year. You look at his numbers against Frisco. One game, it was a start. He went 1-0. And if you go back to that game in April, Evans was so efficient early on. I believe there was one point where he was sitting around 35 pitches through four or five innings. He was just cruising. The Rough Riders did end up tagging him for a run. He went six innings of one-run baseball, four hits, two walks, and just one strikeout. He's expected to just be the opener tomorrow, but we'll see how long Logan Evans sticks in there, the right-hander going for Arkansas tomorrow. The Riders dropped this one 4-1. They are back in action tomorrow at 6:05, and then they come back home for some fireworks over the 4th of July. The Riders will host three consecutive nights of fireworks and family fun from Thursday through Saturday in a three-game home series against these Travelers. But they drop it tonight 4-1. They'll go and try to head back to Frisco with a win tomorrow. They lose 4-1. On behalf of Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. Thanks for spending your Tuesday evening with us. We hope to catch you on the airwaves here from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Pregame coverage tomorrow beginning at 5:50 p.m. for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!